that really lovely beginning to our morning. Welcome back, everybody. Did everyone get a good night's rest? Even those of us that didn't, we're still grateful to be here today and to be basking in the loveliness of this gathering, this conference. It's really been extraordinary. And I really want to thank our Canadian hosts for the lovely job that they've done for us in welcoming us here and making us comfortable and giving us the opportunity to exchange ideas, thoughts, and spiritual connections on this really gripping topic of climate change and our response. So particularly Duncan and Susie, representing the National Assembly, Diana, they've been the core of our planning group, and it really wouldn't have come together the way it has without the three of you really diligently carrying the bulk of the weight. So thank you very much for that. We had yesterday quite a day. I just want to recap a little bit what happened, just to remind us. We started out with that spiritual reflection on climate change. Seems like a week ago. And then we launched into quite an informative piece on an inconvenient truth that was done by Michael Gerbes. Did an excellent job in conveying the science and also the skills of communication that are required to get this issue into people's minds and hearts. We then moved to the panel on addressing the ethical implications of climate change, local to global approaches. And Ted Reeve, with Faith in the Common Good, talked about the work that they had done. Sylvia spoke on governance from the international down to the local level and its importance. And then Tahira gave an eloquent testimony to the work being done by the Baha'i international community on this issue, particularly the ethical dimensions of it. We then had another beautiful spiritual reflection prayer sung by Rosemary Peterson, whose music graced our program last night. And I deeply appreciate that. We have devotions in our home every week, and I'm taking the CD home from her for those. We had a panel on reflecting on the value-based approaches to environmental action with Clive Doucette, the councilman from Ottawa, and Jessica Lax, with the energy of youth and the Otesha Project. And I gave a presentation on our own work at the National Assembly's engagement in the Decade of Education for Sustainable Development. And then we finished up with Gordon's really beautifully presented piece on the moral capabilities associated with sustainable action. And we're going to kind of piggyback on that a little bit later today. Of course, last night's program was stunning and had that unique presentation by Marty Quinn. Has anyone ever seen anything like it anywhere else? Believe it or not, there is a whole cadre of scientific and technical people that are doing sonification of data. There's a professional group, and Marty is very much in the vanguard of that, but has gotten grants from the National Science Foundation and others to do the work, and he's worked a lot with, in particular, blind scientists, helping them to read data through sound. And they've had wonderful progress in that field. And so we were blessed to have Marty with us, and then also to see that performance by Otesha, which really energized all of us and gave us lots of hope with the beautiful youth energy going into this work. And the awards. Congratulations to the Ottawa Baha'i community and the other recipients of the Greening Sacred Spaces Award. So today, I think that's all we did yesterday. That was plenty. Not everybody was here earlier this morning, but there were a number of dedicated souls that came for the IEF annual meeting. And we heard quite an extensive report about the activities of the IEF. That report will be posted on the website for those of you that are interested. It was emphasized that membership in IEF is open to all, Baha'i, non-Baha'i, all with an interest. And so I encourage you, if you are interested, go to the website and file an application for membership, and the board will be happy to consider that. Okay, so turning to today, Sunday, we've got two panels and some closing remarks. Our first panel I've really been looking forward to ever since day one. And we have two speakers, both of whom it's my pleasure to meet in person this time. David to really meet and learn about for the first time, but Victoria, who I've known through the IEF board and never had a chance to meet face-to-face. That's often the nature of the IEF. You know, we have our board meetings on the internet. So we know faces and sometimes voices, but it's a pleasure. This panel this morning is called Living Lightly, Inspirational Examples of Taking Action. And I'm sure we will be thoroughly inspired by what David and Victoria have to say. Is there a preference on who goes first? David. Okay. David is lined up for this. Now, I began to appreciate David as soon as the conference began because of the interventions that he made, appropriate and helpful ones, from the very beginning, and always very positive ones. I was stunned this morning when I read his bio. I thought it would be appropriate to read it before introducing him. I'm not going to read it to you because you've got it in your packet, but it doesn't surprise me, but he's an explorer and a communicator about creating healthy, abundant livelihoods. And his reference to living lightly yesterday was a really an excellent wake-up call to me. I tend to fall into the habit of long, complicated words, and always explaining sustainable development has been a challenge to me in the 17, 18 years I've been working on this theme. But living lightly does express a lot of what sustainability is about. So David, he's written three books on sustainable management practices. He's worked with the Olympic Committee on climate change and the benefits of clean air for physical activity. I'm not doing this justice, but he's also associated with the Green Building Council, and he's a professional accredited by the LEED Building Certification Program. So quite an interesting description of some of the things that he's involved in. I'm sure that just scratches the surface. So David is going to speak about living lightly and loving it, people taking action because it feels good. I think that resonates with all of us, and that helps us to keep going. So, David, welcome.